The Calcanides path winds westward into a steep mountain pass that climbs several hundred feet. The surface levels out, only to terminate 50 feet ahead with a precipitous drop into a 30-foot-wide canyon.
Great.
He's walking straight into a bloody canyon.
They did say he falls into cliffs.
How did he survive
to get to the cliff?
I almost respect this guy enough to be like, wow.
Well, we can let him do it and see what happens.
No, okay, first off, how deep is it?
Okay.
Because my first thought is just to tie him up, carry him down, then climb him back up.
I'm more inclined to see how wide across this is.
Yeah. Hell, I'm very tempted just to say, fuck it, to throw him across, and if we miss, oh well.
Unfortunately, there does not seem to be a good way around this. The canyon extends all the way from one side of the pass to the other, which is geologically unlikely, but roll with it.
So it's a hole.
It's a great big hole. And it is 100 feet deep and has unusually sheer sides, which will be very difficult to climb.
So we have to go
around. And how far across?
It is 30 feet across.
I go to the annoying talking sword. How has he survived this? How did he get through those brambles? And then through the swamp without drowning?
You think I know? He left me at home.
I have a question.
He was asleep.
So what use are you?
I have a question.
Yes, you deserve
things. What's her name, that human lady back
Sheila
there?
Sheila Hydemarch.
Yeah, she said he fell off of a cliff before, so who went down and got him back?
His friends.
But how did he not drown?
How did he not die from that?
He got lucky.
This guy!
Apparently he log rolls in his sleep.
Now, hold on. So there's so on either side there's no like raised area. Like is there any like...
The cliffs extend upwards around the edges of the precipice.
This may sound really stupid, but I would almost say we swing across.
How far across?
Unless that, we make a makeshift bridge.
Just to remind everyone of the dimensions, it is 30 feet across, it is 100 feet deep, and has quite sheer sides.
Okay, who can jump across this? Anyone?
Jump, no, but I can... If you throw
is there anything
hook
on the other side
of
grappling hook?
Well, I got plenty of those.
Agreed, same here.
I get one of my grappling hook arrows and launch.
Okay, who wants to go over there first?
I can go first.
I
hand you a block of tackle. Say, take this with you along.
Climb.
Do you have rope? You ever have rope with you?
No checks necessary.
Okay.
I'm
just gonna climb
across. Yes, I do.
Climb
across.
Right.
Take this block of tackle.
Okay. So I shoot my grappling hook arrow.
I'm gonna go down
and catch it and tie it. On.
Oh, so what are you gonna do? Like climb down and then climb back up?
Pretty much.
By the time you
so
start,
should we lower him down?
You notice that the kobold has climbed down and gotten up the other side because he has a climb speed.
Wait, what?
He's got climb speed.
So did I accidentally shoot the kobold?
Roll for it. What's your AC?
Well, I think this should be a stealth versus a perception check. The first to see.
Depends on how bright he is, because in fact, I'm just shooting straight across.
Yeah. But okay, in that case, while you're getting ready to climb down, I
15.
Time off.
That makes sense. The kobold can climb things.
7.
22.
My AC is 21, but
you got hit with a grappling hook arrow.
Yeah, take a D4 points of damage.
All right. And also, roll for grapple defense, because grappling arrows allow you to grapple.
So, currently, we tied ourselves off to the kobold.
Also, yell at him when
this
he gets back.
This reminds me of an awesome scene from Top Secret.
So, wait, just
kobold
like...
yelling across, I made it.
Well, okay. Wait, I think you got something. Okay, now ready to pull to make it taunt. 3, 2, ding! No, I don't think that's going to happen. As soon as we hear, like, the ow! Or, like, you, like, this
ow.
Ow.
I have dark vision of over 30 feet. I look over and go, can you tie it off?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. So at that point...
This makes a good. It'll make a good story.
Okay, so I tie essentially tying.
Also, don't break the arrow.
I tie our good companion Calcamedes off to him.
Yep.
At which point, I'm basically holding on to the rope.
What's
and
your strength,
guiding
Chris?
Him down.
Only a 10, though.
Should I do it?
Well, what's your strength?
Well, I was going to take the fast way down, and then I was going to have the block of tackle for use of hauling this guy back up. You know, and me, by the way.
That's awesome.
I do what? Have a strength of 18. I can just hoist them up over my shoulder.
I did shoot
and
a rope
across.
Now we have a tightrope.
Yeah. That requires an acrobatics check. I don't do that.
Agreed. Okay, well, I'm going to run across the rope.
You're going to run across the rope? Acrobatics check. At a -5 penalty because you're running.
Or okay, walk or whatever. I have plus 16 in my acrobatics.
Hey, you can get a +2 if you had that long pole.
Right.
And just go. He's going a unicycle.
24 on my acrobatics check to walk across the rope.
Okay.
But yes, so how about I haul him down and he's falling back? Wait, what's your fast way of doing it?
Jump.
Boots of cat's paw. My fall damage is minimized. Mm-hmm. I always land on my feet.
Okay.
Well, that is good.
You make it across the rope.
Yeah. I look at everybody else. I'm standing next to Cole, going, and?
Do you mind if I borrow those? Just for this one, I think. This one?
You could, but then I don't know how to make it down or across.
You know what?
I could either climb nor use that tightrope. I'll kill myself
first. Is anybody else going to walk across the rope?
No, walk across. I'm going to just pull myself.
How about
across.
This? At this point, I lower the rope down. I'll just climb down normally.
Well,
I'm going to abandon a rope, essentially.
Okay.
I have 200 feet of it. I don't care.
All right. So you tie off a rope, and then you climb down. You can take 10 on your climb checks to get down the rope. I could even put knots in it along the way. So there you go. You get to the bottom.
Yeah, and we bring Calcomedes with us, tied up again.
You might tie him up and lower him down.
Yes, I think that's what we originally did. Essentially, he would go off first, and I essentially start lowering him down.
The kobold and I are currently sitting down and having a snack waiting for you guys.
Well, I'm sorry, we're doing all the heavy lifting here. Anyway, so once we're at
this
the bottom...
This looks like you're playing the game Boris the Poison.
Anyway, at this point, I would imagine they would have a rope down to us, at which point we tie Cacomedes back up, I climb up to the top, and then...
Haul him up.
Yes.
What's your strength?
20.
Mm-hmm. The kobold just needs some spice.
What are you playing again? You're
a warlock.
Okay.
That doesn't
who has
use
20
spells.
Strength.
And doesn't use spells.
Yes.
Right. Okay, except for like cantrips and first level stuff.
You'll see.
The fact that he can go blathering blathersky and his armor is on him.
I would like to refer to it as an Iron Man transformation where it just assembles around me.
No, you're Gizmo Duck.
You're no fun.
You're definitely an accountant bean counter. You're Gizmo Duck. You're not cool enough to be Tony Stark.
I feel God. Anyway, so are we all up on the other side?
Yes, I think you have made it past this dreadful precipice deep in the mountains.
That said, I on the way out, I kind of give him a quick comedy, like a bonk on the head. It's like, this better be freaking worth it.
And it turns out he's walking to get donuts.
That would almost be worth it. Finding a donut joint out in the middle of the mountains? That's a true challenge. But anyway.
It's run by dwarves.
Of course.
But their favorite is the beer stuffed donut.
Oh, crap, I just realized something. One moment. I totally forgot to do something incredibly important. By the way, I'm letting you know now, I'm taking average health.
Okay, that's fine.
Because
so
I forgot to
so
write in my...
So you had zero hit points.
Yes.
You have been a walking corpse all this time.
Yes. No, I've been staggered this entire
you
session.
You should be used to it.
Yeah, okay.
I've only died once around you guys.
No, twice. Your other character looks like a walking corpse.
Oh, yes.